Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Cameras.
What's the matter?
Well, the last picture I took was number 7. I guess I turned it too hard because it went all the way past 8. The next number coming up is 9.
So?
So I don't want to miss a picture. I spent a whole allowance on that film. How do I get it back to 8?
You can't get it back to 8.
Boy, some camera expert you are.
Well, I might as well get it over with. Mom, I have something important I want to tell you.
What is it?
Well, I'm very hungry.
Yes.
Well, that's it.
I'd say he has more on his mind than food.
Say you were right.
Hi, son. What'd your mother say?
I didn't tell her yet.
Hey, I thought that was the first order of business right after breakfast.
Let's slip my mind. You know, rushing around, trying to get off to school on time.
You could have told her after school.
Well, it got kind of late by then. Besides, I thought maybe I could use
a little help?
Yeah.
Come on, we'll tell her together.
Thanks, Dad.
Something smells good in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's meatloaf.
Oh.
Yeah, sure smells good. Real good.
Is something wrong?
Oh, no, honey, nothing's wrong. It's, just that, well, Greg has something he wants to tell you.
Dad, really, I think it'd be better if maybe you told him.
Something is wrong. I should have known when you tried to tell me before.
No, honey, believe me. Nothing's wrong.
Honest. In fact, it's kind of great.
Oh, yeah, it's so great that both of you are too chicken to tell me what it is.
Well, Mom, it has to do with football.
What?
Football. I guess you don't know too much about football.
I do, too. That's that game on TV that you and your father watch where all those great big guys try to kill each other. What about football?
You see, I made the football team at school.
Honey, the coach says he's a natural flanker back.
Oh, no. No son of mine is going to play football with those two-ton monsters.
Oh, honey, the football players you see on television, those are pros. We're talking about high school football.
Oh, no, Mike. I don't care if you're talking about kindergarten.
Carol, the coach wouldn't pick Greg to be on the team if he didn't think Greg was up to it. He's not going to take unnecessary chances with the boys.
Yeah, and Dad, tell her about all the great things football does for you.
Right, he'll learn the importance of teamwork, of being part of a team.
Yeah, teamwork.
Sure, learn how to win gracefully.
Yeah, win gracefully.
Lose with dignity.
And lose... What do you mean, lose?
I'm sorry, Greg, but football is out.
Mom, a guy can get hurt right in his own home. Like falling in a bathtub.
Oh, sure, but he doesn't have two other guys in the bathtub with him trying to knock him down.
Carol, I think you're being overly concerned about this. Gosh, thousands of kids play football every week.
Well, maybe you're right. Does it really mean so much to you, Greg?
Yeah, it does, Mom.
Well, okay. But it doesn't mean that I'm still not going to worry.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. Oh, come on, honey. Don't worry. He can take care of himself.
Why couldn't he go out for something like the debating team?
Because you'd be afraid he'd sprain his tongue.
Now, that isn't nice,
Mom. I thought it tasted like lemon.
No, it tasted more like lime to me.
How do you like that? The best cake I ever created, and I go and forget my own secret recipe.
Well, I'll keep thinking, Alice. Me too.
Thanks, girls.
I got it, Alice. This time I really got it.
Well, whatever it is, don't give it to the rest of the kids.
I got a football play. It's a variation on an L-out pattern.
What's an L-out pattern?
Let me show you what I mean.
Oh, no!
Was that something important?
Oh, no. Just a recipe that's going to remain as big a mystery as the Sphinx.
Oh, Alice, I'm sorry.
No problem. Now, what's this about an L-out pattern?
This is the offensive team here. Okay? And this is the defensive.
Oh, well, my money's on that team. Those little guys are never going to be able to get through those big fat fellas.
Well, the circles just mean that's a defensive team. And I got this play worked out where this guy fakes a handoff over here to this guy. This guy comes out for the yell. Works great on the blackboard. And I just wish I could find some players to try it out with.
Well, I'll volunteer. I don't know much about football, but I do know that I personally can fill out two or three of those circles.
Come on, get up on there. That's not it. You can do it.
Hey, team, it's an L-out pattern, Greg Brady version. I'm two. Let's go. Okay. Hop one. Hop two. Hop. Fake. Now go long. Go long. Go long.
Interception.
Shall I do all the cheers, Greg?
You don't have to say the words. Just make all the moves so I can get some action shots.
Okay.
Now, that's what I'd call one of the fringe benefits of high school football.
That's Lynette Carter, one of the cheerleaders. Isn't she, darling?
Any way you look at her. Seems like she's got a bit of a crush on Greg.
Well, I'd rather have him crushed that way than on the football field. I don't even do this many routines in a whole football game.
Let's take a break. I think I got some good shots.
I didn't know you were an expert with the camera.
Oh, well, it's just a hobby. And besides, the way you look in that outfit, the pictures can't help but come out good.
I stopped by to watch football practice the other day, and you look pretty terrific in your uniform.
It's just the shoulder pads and things. Say, after the game this week, would you like to go over to the pizza place with me?
I'd love to.
Great. And afterwards, maybe we can go back to the victory dance for...
Hey, Greg, if you fix my camera, I'll take a picture of you.
Some other time, Bobby.
I'm Bobby, Greg's brother.
Hi.
This is Lynette, and we don't want our picture taken right now, okay?
How do you know? You didn't even ask her.
Bobby, go do your homework.
I did it.
Will you run along?
Listen to him, just because he's on the football team.
When he's a big hero, we'll be lucky if he even remembers us.
He's got to remember me. I live here.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg. How was practice?
Oh, fine.
Did you... Greg, you're hurt.
Mom, that's only a small...
That is the worst bruise I have ever seen in my life. Now, that is just why I'm so nervous about your playing football.
But that's not from practice. I did that when I bumped my arm in math class.
Oh, does it hurt?
No. But I'll be glad to quit math if you think it's too dangerous.
You are terrible.
All right, come on,
thought you'd be dressed and out by now, Greg.
Hi, Coach. No, I'm just running over a couple of these new plays. I really want to make first string.
Yeah, I know you do, son. Now, come on, get out of here. First practice game of the season tomorrow, remember?
Like, how could I forget?
Well, I expect my first string players to get home and get plenty of sleep tonight.
First string?
That's right, Greg. You're starting tomorrow.
Far out!
Well, don't get too excited about it. Just a practice game until the regular season begins now. Every spot on the team is open. You'll have to fight plenty hard to keep it.
Will I ever?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Bobby. But keep it short. I got a lot of new plays to learn.
See that?
Yeah? So?
How come you take such good pictures and I take such rotten ones?
There are a lot of reasons, Bobby. Hey, but you take good pictures for a guy your age.
But I want to take good pictures for a guy your age. Every time I take a picture, everybody comes out looking dumb.
That's because you try and pose them. Next time, take a picture when they're not expecting it. Then they never look stiff. They look natural.
Yeah, I get it. Thanks, Greg.
Anytime.
Hey, Greg. Yuck! These radishes are bitter. Hey, that's not fair. I was making a face.
Oh, come on, honey. Where's your sense of humor? Hey, Bobby, I look awful.
Where's your sense of humor, Alice? That's so tight.
Sorry.
Something I've got to tell you.
Can it wait?
No, it's very important.
Fine, I just got the wind knocked out of me. It's nothing, I'm ready to go back in.
Hey, let me be the judge of that, huh? You guys better get back to the game.
Thanks.
And I'll lift up that jersey. I want to take a look at those ribs.
See? Nothing but a bruise, just a little red.
Yeah, it might be a bruise. And it might be something more. Well, there's no sense taking a chance on it just for a practice game.
But, Coach...
No, I'm going to have those ribs x-rayed before I let you suit up for the opening game Friday.
Look, really, I'm fine.
Yeah, don't argue about it, Greg. I'm going to call your parents. I think they should run you down to your own doctor.
My parents? Well, please, Coach, call my dad.
Okay, your dad.
Oh, no.
See what I mean? Those ribs are pretty painful, aren't they?
Coach, your ribs are nothing. It's telling my mother that's going to be painful.
Yes, Martha, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I will. Well, look, I have to go now. I'll call you later, okay? Bye. Hi, honey. Hi, Greg.
Hello, sweetheart.
How come you're home so early?
Well, honey,
I know. You were playing hooky. I bet you watched Greg's football game.
No, not exactly.
It was an awfully short game, wasn't it?
Look, Carol, if you let me explain...
Greg, what's the matter?
Greg injured his rib.
It's nothing, Mom. The doctor says I'm fine.
Doctor? You had to see the doctor?
See, Dad, I told you should make a big deal out of it.
Well, look, son, a fractured rib isn't exactly a little deal.
A fractured rib?
Just a hairline fracture.
A fracture is a fracture.
But I can still play. The doctor even said so.
Mike, did he really say that?
Well, he says if he wears a rib protector of some kind, he could possibly play, but there's still a risk of a break.
Dad, he said only a slight risk, and only if I get hit in the exact same spot.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Mom, do you know the chances of getting hit in exactly the same little spot?
Yes. Zero. Because you're not playing football.
Oh, Mom, that's...
Son, I'm afraid I'm with your mother this time.
Dad, I finally made first string.
Well, let's wait until the doctor says the rib is completely healed.
Right.
But I'll miss the opening game.
Greg, if you get hurt again, you may miss all the rest of the games.
Dinner's ready, and I got a surprise for you. Barbecued ribs. I thought everybody liked ribs.
My pictures are dry. You want to see them?
Some other time, Bobby, all right?
Please, just look at this one.
She's gonna love that.
Here, look at the rest of them.
They're great, Bobby.
Coming from an expert like you, that's a real compliment. Bye. Greg, are you guys finished developing pictures in there? We want to wash our hair.
Yeah, we're finished.
Well, then could you get your junk out?
Okay, okay.
You've got so much junk in here. Why don't you take this stuff down to the laundry room?
Because Alice told me to take this stuff up here to the bathroom.
Did you get evicted again?
Yeah, every time someone wants to shampoo their hair or wash some clothes.
Greg, I suppose you think I let you down.
Dad, there's such a thing as being too cautious.
Well, I think it's a matter of viewpoint. You wanted to play so badly, you were willing to take the risk. We weren't. You can understand that.
I guess. But that football team means a lot to me.
Well, look, maybe you can find another way to help them.
Sure, I could become the water boy or equipment manager. The stuff guys do who can't make the team.
All right. Those guys are making a contribution, too, and they're having fun at it.
Yeah, did you ever hear a cheering section give a yell for the water boy? I doubt it.
Is that why you want to play football? For the cheers?
Dad, that's not what I mean. It's just that if I can't play, I don't want any part of it.
Oh, Greg. You remember what we told your mother when she decided to let you play? Teamwork? Win gracefully? Lose with dignity?
Yeah, I remember.
All right. That wasn't just a snow job, you know. I meant that. And I thought you meant it, too.
I did.
Okay. Now you've lost something. Take it like a man.
Phone call for Mr. Greg Brady.
Who is it?
I didn't ask, but she sure sounds pretty.
If it's Lynette, I'm about to get dumped. Oh. Yeah, I know I was supposed to call Lynette. It's just that you get busy and stuff.
Well, I was wondering why I didn't hear from you. I just wanted to make sure your ribs were okay.
Well, yeah, I'm okay. It's just that I didn't think you'd want to waste time on an ex-football player.
Wow. That's really insulting.
Insulting? What do you mean, insulting?
Well, you must think I'm a very shallow, superficial kind of person. If I like somebody just because he's on the football team.
I didn't mean it that way. I guess I just wasn't thinking honest.
Well, okay. I'll see you at the game on Friday, right?
Well, I wasn't figuring on going to the game.
Why not?
I just didn't feel like it, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess. I thought you could sit by the cheerleaders and we could watch together.
Maybe some other time, okay?
Well, you could take some more pictures of me, you know, giving cheers at a real game.
Let me think about it, Lynette.
Okay. Good night, Greg.
Good night.
All right, now listen, you two guys. Eat your own lunches, will you? And don't go trading them off the other kids. It makes me feel unwanted.
Unwanted? Your sandwiches get more from trade-ins than anybody else's in the whole school.
Really?
Yeah. Once I tried one of your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a turtle.
Thanks. That's a real compliment.
Goodbye, kids. Have a good day. Mm-hmm. Bye, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Dad.
Bye, cool. Dad.
Morning.
Morning, Greg.
You gonna take pictures at school today?
Oh, just some of Lynette leading cheers at the game today.
Oh, I'm glad you decided to go.
Well, Lynette asked me if, you know.
Well, I gotta run myself. Bye, sweetheart.
Boy, what a mushy picture this is gonna be.
Strikes again. Did you win?
No, they did. 7-6.
We got gypped. The referee made a rotten call.
What happened?
I didn't see the play. I was taking pictures of Lynette.
Well, I saw the play. Anka caught a pass for a touchdown, and I still say it was inbound.
And the referee said it was out?
Yeah. It's like this. The score's 7-6. Their favor.
Yeah?
It's the last seconds of the game.
Last seconds?
And the only chance we have is a long pass. And they knew it. So they red dogged.
What's a red dog?
Well, I'll show you. A red dog! Was it something important, Alice?
Just a recipe that's been handed down from generation to generation. Ending with this one.
Hi, son.
Hi, Dad.
Peter told me the bad news.
Oh, the referee made a rotten call.
Yeah. What was the score?
7-6.
These are shots you took at the game?
Yeah, some pictures of Lynette doing her cheerleading stuff. Yeah, I wanted to get them ready, so I give them to her tonight.
Hey, these are pretty good.
Thanks.
Hey, now that's a really good shot. That's a good action shot.
I should have been watching the game on that one. That's a play that lost it for us right there. And that's our pass receiver.
Oh, yeah. Well, that looks like a good catch. You know, if you enlarge this, you might be able to tell whether he was inbounds or not.
Yeah. Yeah, Ted, let's blow it up. Yeah. Still can't tell if his foot's in bounds.
Blow it up some more. There's no doubt about it, Greg. He was in bounds.
Yeah. Boy, I bet the coach would sure love to see this.
Yep.
Can I borrow your car, Dad?
Come on. I'll drive over with you.
Coach, say, is your team going to win now?
It's pretty hard to challenge a Judge McCall, Mom. But I think it'll give the coach some good ammunition to fight with.
Yeah, he was pleased about the picture, but go ahead and tell your Mom the real news.
The real news?
Well, Mom, I'm back on the team.
You're what?
As official photographer.
Greg's going to photograph the game so the coach and the team can study it later.
Yeah, get a movie camera, press pass, the whole works.
Well, thank goodness. That way you won't get hurt.
Unless...
Unless what?
Unless I get a broken eyelash from looking through the viewfinder.
Unless I break something else first.
It's no use. It's lost forever.
Oh, hang in there, Alice.
Hey, Greg, here's the picture I took of Alice. Is it okay?
That's funny. Alice, you should see the expression on your face.
Better not show it to her. She won't like it.
Let me see that, young man.
Promise you won't get mad?
I promise. But I don't promise to keep the promise. Bobby!
You're mad.
No, I love it. It's the best picture you ever took in your life.
It is?
Well, not of me, but you got a picture of my secret recipe on the blackboard in the background.